We've been reporting on students who are sent to juvenile detention for skipping school and other non-criminal behavior. Nationally, there's a push to outlaw incarceration for these youth and use alternatives, but some judges are reluctant to give detention up. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports this final installment of her series.
On a recent morning, Judge David Edwards presides over Grays Harbor County Truancy Court.
You have two Fs, two incompletes because of missing work.
Standing before him is a high school student who continues to miss school, flunk classes, and the judge suspects use marijuana. The teen's extra chances have run out.
You're going to stay here until Friday.
By here, Judge Edwards means juvenile detention. Soon, the teen is led away in handcuffs, and the next youth on the truancy calendar is called up. School districts in Washington are required to file a truancy petition with juvenile court when a student is chronically absent. Judge Edwards believes detention is one way to get a kid who's not following court orders back on track.
Oftentimes, we're using our detention facility as a positive tool to help kids be successful in school.
Edwards also sends kids back to detention if he thinks they're slipping.
What I tell these kids is, I think you need a tune-up, you know, and so I might put them in for 2 days or 3 days just so they remember what it's like.
Grays Harbor County uses detention for truants, runaways, and other non-criminal juvenile offenders more than any other county in the state. And Washington leads the nation in locking up status offenders, as they're often called. Why is this? Juvenile justice reformers point to the state's strict truancy and runaway laws, but they say there's no evidence detention actually helps kids reengage in school.
It's scaring someone, and it's potentially re-traumatizing them.
Naomi Smoot is with the Coalition for Juvenile Justice in Washington, D.C.
But it doesn't fix the problem that led to them not going to school or running away from home in the first place.
In fact, says Smoot, juvenile detention has the potential to do more harm than good. Already, 16 states prohibit the practice. In Washington state, a measure to outlaw detention, specifically for truants, was introduced in the legislature this year but died. It ran into opposition from people like State Senator Jim Hargrove. He's a Democrat and was a prime sponsor of Washington's 20-year-old truancy and runaway law. At a recent committee hearing, Hargrove made the case that these youth are sometimes in dangerous situations.
Incarceration is an alternative to push those kids towards assessment, towards help, and towards actually solving the problem. There's no punitive intent here at all.
But there are also alternatives to incarceration. For instance, community service, electronic home monitoring, and special centers where youth go to report in person. For nearly 20 years, Vancouver's Clark County has deliberately diverted truants away from detention. Instead, students are given a special mental health screening and intensive supervision. In Grays Harbor County, Judge Edwards recently decided not to participate in something called the Juvenile Detention Alternatives Initiative.
I don't want to reduce detention just for the sake of reducing the use of our detention facility.
Because he believes it's working. Truancy petitions are down 60% in his county since 2007. But Judge Edwards says he is open to alternatives. He just hired a community service coordinator, and the county has an agreement with the University of Washington to explore putting in place additional evidence-based therapy programs to help youth and families.
If we reduce our detention usage in Grays Harbor County, I want it to be because we have fewer kids who are drug dependent, who are suffering from untreated mental health disorders, and who are engaging in behaviors that are dangerous to themselves or their families.
Washington lawmakers are moving ahead to require school districts and courts to do more to reduce truancy. This includes requiring a risk and needs assessment and setting up community truancy boards in lieu of court. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.